We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted word from God's servant, Pastor Wale Tejumade. Get ready for a transformation.
Hallelujah. Two Fridays ago, I shared about love, and my message then was titled, Love Drives Away Diseases. Love Drives Away Diseases, two Fridays ago. If you missed that, I'd like you to go to our YouTube channel and please go and watch that. I shared about unforgiveness. Hallelujah. And now unforgiveness, you know, robs us off our health. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. My contemplation tonight is this. Obedience drives away diseases. Obedience drives away diseases. I'd like you to please celebrate Brother Trudy for that word that he brought to us this evening. I'm asking us to also celebrate him because he was right there in the spirit with me. And what I have in my notes is exactly, you know, what I have, what he shared with you. I'm going to run through it. John chapter number 5. My teaching is just very brief. It's just to build our faith and then we'll go into ministration. John chapter number 5, verses 1 to 15. John chapter number 5, verses 1 to 15. John chapter number 5, verses 1 to 15. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. Waiting for what? For the moving of the water. Another translation will tell you, waiting for the stirring of the water. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Verse number 4 then tells you why they were all waiting. Verse number 4 says, for an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Take a pause. Think about that for a second. It doesn't matter. The Bible says the paralyzed, the lame, the crippled, all of them were there. And anyone that jumps into that pool first after they've seen you, because you'll be watching it. You'll be watching it, looking out for when it's going to be stirred. The moment it's set for you, whoever dives in first is made whole of whatever disease he had. Verse number 5 then says, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Jesus said to him, what? Do you want to be made well? And the next verse says, the sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Verse 8, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Then verse number 9, and immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered them, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. I'm hoping that some of you under the sound of my voice tonight would have specific words and specific instructions from the Lord as to what he would have you do, and then you will do exactly that which he's going to ask you to do. Then verse number 12 then says, then they asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? Verse number 13. But the one who was healed did not know who it was. For Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Verse number 14. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. Father, breathe upon your word. Let it illuminate our heart, our spirit. Let your word become our reality tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Simple story. I still shared it last week Friday, some part of it, you know, during the campus edition of Healing Rain. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. But there are certain things I want to bring out. My contemplation again tonight is titled, obedience drives diseases away. Maybe before I go into this fully, let's give a definition somewhat to obedience. Obedience is simply following instructions. There is no such thing as a partial obedience. If I say, take this tissue box and move it to that place, you know, and you took away only the tissue, you leave the box, you've not obeyed me. There is no such thing as part obedience or partial obedience in Christ. With God, you either obey or you do not obey. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. That's what obedience is. Simply following God's leading, simply following God's instructions. The Lord said it. It doesn't make sense to me, but because the Lord has said it, I'm willing to follow. That's obedience. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Now, this is the first part of the place where I'm going. It says again here, it says Jesus asked him in verse number 6. Bible says when Jesus saw him lying there, Jesus knew that he already had been in that condition a long time. You don't have to ask me how Jesus knew. That's why it's Jesus. Hallelujah. He's omniscient. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. He knows everything. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Does it occur to you why Jesus would be asked? He could see him. If you don't have any business around that area of that pool of Bethesda, you should not be there. Yet, the Savior of the world was asking him, do you want to be made well? I'm of the very firm opinion that if the guy had said to Jesus that he wasn't willing to be made well, maybe Jesus would have let him be and, you know, let him choose his life and live his life. Maybe he would have then been able to, you know, attend to others who were there, you know, and who reckon with him as the Savior of the world, the Savior of the universe. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. So he asked him, do you want to be made well? If you look at the next verse, right, verse number 7, the guy did not answer, I want to be made well. He didn't say that to Jesus. Give me verse number 7. Take a look at your screen. He didn't answer, I want to be made well. Bible says, the sick man instead answered him and said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Hold on a second. You would have thought, oh, maybe he was faithless. No, I beg to differ. That's not the case here. That's not the case. It was like a case of Jesus asking him and saying, do you want to be made well? And he was saying to him, say, you're asking me if I really want to be made well? You can see me in my condition. If I don't want to be made well, I will not be here. I desire to be made well. Don't forget, he didn't know it was Jesus. Right? Because the Bible tells us that he didn't know who that man was, right? Now, so it was a case of him telling Jesus, if I do not want to be made well, I would not be here. See, you're asking me if I want to be made well? Look at my condition. It is the first person to get into that pool that gets healed. And because of my state, before I'm even able to get close by to where the pool was, others have trampled upon me. Jesus didn't ask him any question further. He just gave him the word. Rise up. Take up your bed and go. precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth, enjoy your heaven. Precious name. Verse 8, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Do you want to be made well? Was the question Jesus asked. Do you have the faith? Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Bible says the earnest expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. When you come for a meeting as this, you must come expectant. You must come expectant. Coming expectant will do two things to you. God will meet your expectations and then surpasses your expectations. So the moment he was able to explain himself, I want to be well. Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and go. In Acts chapter number 3, you read about the story of the guy by the gate called Beautiful. Bible says he'd been there for so many years. Acts chapter number 3, from verse number 1, if you read. And he saw Peter and John coming. Bible says he looked up onto Peter and John, the same who he's always been. He was always at that pool, at that gate, begging for alms. He looked up to them, expecting them to give him money. Listen. You can be afflicted with a sickness or a disease in your body, yet your expectations of the Lord is not to heal you of that disease, but to grant you marital settlement. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? You may be suffering from erectile dysfunction, and I curse that tonight in the name of Jesus. Again, I curse erectile dysfunction in the name of Jesus. One more time, I curse erectile dysfunction under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. You may be suffering from erectile dysfunction, yet being healed of erectile dysfunction is not your concern. What you want is a job. But there is a way to come to Christ. There is a posture for healing. It is to come trusting him from the strand of your head to the sole of your feet, to perfecting everything and anything that is wrong with you. Especially when he then does one thing for you, then you choose to come back to testify, then he makes you whole. I'll share more on that on the 1st of October. That's going to be Thanksgiving and Super Sunday next week, Sunday. So he received his healing. He didn't have to kill anymore. Bible did not record that others by that pool got healed. But without a doubt, only if they did not know who Jesus was. Like this guy didn't know. As many of them that knew, I'm very certain they would have also been made whole. I'm not trying to add to the Bible, because the same Bible tells us in the book of John, the very last chapter, it says many other miracles Jesus performed. It says if they were to be written in books, it says the entirety of the whole world will not contain the books in which they will be written. So it's good to say that except from this guy, others must have also been healed. You know why? The pool himself went in there. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Obedience drives diseases away. Let me bring out the second lesson I want to point out in this story tonight unto you. From verse number 11, or let's see from verse number 14. Afterward, verse number 14 now, John chapter number 5, verse number 14. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." Meaning that sin can bring you sicknesses and diseases. Faithlessness is a sin. Are you getting what I'm saying, what I'm teaching you tonight? Jesus said to him, "Go and sin no more." He said, "Lest a worse thing come upon you." When a man continues to walk in disobedience, the effect of it is that you give the devil the lacuna to penetrating into your life. By now, you know, I settled this in my very first teaching, right? Jesus does not afflict with sicknesses and diseases. But when you habitually are giving room to the devil, disobeying God's instructions and God's command, what you are doing is you are cracking the walls. And then you are saying to these forces to come in and then envelop you. Jesus isn't the one bringing them in. You are the one bringing them in as a result of your continuous disobedience. Obedience drives diseases away. Give me Exodus chapter number 15, verse number 26. Exodus chapter number 15, verse number 26. Exodus 15, 26. So each time you obey, you disobey rather God's leading. Each time you are continuously and persistently walking in sin and disobedience. Bible says in the book of Romans, Apostle Paul, Romans chapter number 6. He says we cannot continue in sin and pray that grace should abound. Your body has become the temple of the Holy Spirit. When you continually disobey God's instruction on how to care for your body, you are breaking the edge around you, sending invite out to the devil to come in and abode or abide with you. Look at verse 26, and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God," if you do what? "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight." Diligently heed the word of the Lord is obeying. He says, "You give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes." He says, "I will put none of the diseases on you which are brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you." This was where the psalmist got Psalm 107, verse number 20, the same song we just sang. Again, back to John chapter number 5, verse number 14. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you." So let's take for example, you are afflicted with HIV virus as a result of promiscuity. Then Jesus heals you. And you then say, because you've been healed of that, you can continue in that lifestyle. That was what Jesus was talking about. Those who produce cigarettes, tobacco, they tell you smokers are liable to die young. But you still find pleasure in it. It wasn't even a matter of God telling you don't smoke. No. The owners, those who created it, they told you that if you do, you will die young. And you continue to claim, "The Lord is the strength of my life. I shall not die, but live." But you continue to puff. You cut off your destiny. See, these are some of the things, you know, that bring diseases and sicknesses unto man. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 16. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 16. "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Did you know, like I taught you last week, anger, uncontrolled anger, is disobedience unto God? Did you know that anything that negates the ninth fruit of the Spirit is disobedient unto God? Unkindness, unfaithfulness. Did you know that? The rise and fall of man on earth has been and will always hang on obedience or disobedience. As a matter of fact, when man first fell, he fell as a result of disobedience. Adam and Eve. What God told them not to do was exactly what they did. That was what led to the fall of man. When man first experienced the hand of God and miracles, they occurred as a result of obedience. Mary said to the servant of Jesus, whatever he asks you to do, just do it. Whenever you see a believer who is walking victoriously, he must have learned how to obey God. When you see the one languishing, it must also be as a result of disobedience. I've done teaching on this before. Did you know if you are broke, you're always not having, always not having, always borrowing? Did you know that it's simply put, you are walking in disobedience? Is that simple? Provision is only made available in the place of obedience. The Lord led Elijah to the tree called Terebinth and commanded a raven to go and feed him there. When you disobey, you veer off the path. Again, you make yourself susceptible to the enemy. Blessed is that man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but whose delight is in the word of the Lord, and in his word he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Bible says its leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. Why? Because of obedience. On these two pillars hang the myriads of issues, disobedience, all the vicissitudes, instabilities, cruelties, hatreds, and all that's going on in the world today. They are all happening because the society has chosen not to obey God's leading. When you see a home that is consistently in disarray, the spirit of disobedience is actively at work there. Someone is not being a wife and someone is not being a husband. It's that simple. I did not say good wife or good husband. I'm talking about not being a wife in the standard of God's word. It is that simple. The devil cannot attack you except you're giving in to disobedience. That's one of the reasons why all the days of your life, your desire should be how to please the Lord, to do his will, to follow his precepts. Every element of spirituality in the Christian faith is triggered by obedience. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. The more you continue to walk in all those thou shalt not, you continue to do them, the more you are breaking the shield. You cannot take sin as a lifestyle and expect the host of heaven to encompass around you or to encamp around you. Bible says God cannot behold iniquity. I shared last week how many of the sicknesses and diseases that people are afflicted with, a good chunk of them, they're actually as a result of unforgiveness, which is disobedience against God. Bible didn't say you should not get offended. It says, let not the sun or the moon go down your wrath. That's what the word of the Lord says. inability to walk in love is disobedience unto God. So if you truly want to live, you know, this diseases and sickness free life, have a penchant to pleasing God. This morning, Sister Chiaka led us at Siki first. Many of you don't join. And it's heartbreaking for me. I can't explain why. You mean to wake up in, this is a discipleship ministry. That's why time is given for the teaching of God's word. That's why we also have midweek services. Such that all that you come here will not be just 40 minutes on Sundays. You mean to wake up to set your alarm 6 a.m. while you are dressing up, you are having your bath, you are trying to get ready for work, just tune into Zoom. Raise the volume up, have your AirPod on, and then continue to do what you do. You mean that is too hard for you? Aye. Sadly, it is not recorded. We announce and mention this all the time. All the time. For those of us who join, it's become a habit for us. It's become like our second nature. Let me tell you one of the things you can do to beat that in case you're finding it hard. You can set two alarms. One for 5:30, another for 6 o'clock. Then propose in your heart, ask God for grace to show up to join. Just such that you can be edified. She fed us this morning on why would God want to heal you? Why do you want God to heal you? Or why would God heal you? Very profound teaching. Why would God, for what essence would God want to take away your sicknesses or diseases? And if you're under the sound of my voice, you are afflicted, you can make a vow with the Lord. Because the essence, fundamentally or primarily, of God healing you, taking away your sicknesses or your diseases, is to cause you to continue to worship Him. That's it. He does not need your money. No. He wants your gratitude and He wants your worship. Like she taught us this morning, such that you can go tell all the people. Like this guy at the pool of Bethesda said, when they were contending with him and saying, no, you should not be carrying your bed on a Sabbath day. Said, no, the guy who healed me said to me, take up your bed and go your way. He obeyed. The other one who was blind, they asked him, said, who healed you? He says, I do not know. That what you are asking me is nonsense. They went to meet his mother. Some of you know the story I'm talking about. Say, this, your son has always been like this. Who healed? Say, I don't know. All I know is that once I was blind, now I can see. Stephanie. Because your testimony is what some other people need to knowing that there is truly power in Christ. That's why I'm also very concerned for those of you who feel certain press reports are too small to be shared. Next week, Sunday, if Jesus tarries, I'll dwell a little bit on that which she taught this morning and then finish up this series on Luke chapter number 17. Jesus healed 10 lepers. One came back. One came back. Let's see Matthew chapter number 22, 34 to 40. As I bring the teaching to an end. If you desire healing in any facet of your life, yours may not be health. It may be maritally. It may be financial. It may be career. It may be academics. It may be as touching your status. Yes, it may be immigration status. Jesus heals anything and everything. Jesus does what? Heals anything and everything. You made an application, you filed for someone, there has been no feedback, or your own application is stuck, you can trust the same Jesus. The same question he asked that guy at the pool called Bethesda, he's going to ask you tonight. Are you willing to receive in that miracle? As long as you are willing, he desires not to deny you. Provided also that from your heart, in your heart, you know, Lord, if you will do this for me, this I'm going to do. let me sum up with this. I want you to marry altogether obedience in respect to our relationship with God with this verse of the Bible. Can you please give me Matthew chapter number 22? Take a look at the screen. It says, but when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Hold on a second. All those commandments, 10 or whatever number of them that there was in Exodus 20 that God gave Moses, everything, Vicky, everything boils down to just one thing. God was just desiring that his people will obey him, do what pleases him, and follow his leading. Simple. Simple. Everything. Just obey me. Simple. Obedience. So then, the teacher, which is the great commandment in the law, 37. Jesus said to him, to the lawyer now, he says, you shall, not you will, not you can, but you shall love the Lord your God. How? With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Hold on a second. Meaning, the entirety of your being must love the Lord. Jesus says, this is the greatest of all the commandments. Look at the next verse now. He then said to him, this is the first and great commandment. Look at the next one, 39. He says, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind first. Then you love yourself. Then you love your neighbor. Look at verse number 40 now. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. Is that 41? While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? Don't let's go into that one now. Is that clear? That's obedience. That is what obedience. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Then love yourself. Then love others. It is in that order simply because except you love the Lord, you can never love yourself. Even understand what love is. And except you love yourself, you can genuinely not love others because you cannot give what you don't have. Rise up on your feet tonight. I just want us to pray. Because I'm of the firm opinion that a genuine believer does not take pleasure in disobeying God or not following his leading. Sometimes it's just hard. That's why I want you to just pray tonight and say, Father, give me the strength. Give me the courage to obey you. Open up your mouth and turn that to prayer tonight. Give me the strength. Give me the courage to obey you. Give me the strength. Give me the courage to obey you. Give me the strength. Give me the courage to obey you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. We're going to be, please get some microphones, his expressions. Sister Chaka. Amen. We're going to pray right now. We're going to stir the pool yet again. Can somebody please come on the drums? We're going to stir the pool yet again now, because the Spirit of the Lord is the pool and He is right here inside us. Is that your there? And whatever it is that you desire of the Lord, you can then table it. See, Jesus, as you all are here right now, everybody, every one of you here, including those watching online, Jesus sees everyone and knows the intent of the heart of everyone. I want you to worship Him for a few seconds, and then we'll pray. I am the Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord, your healer.
your academics, your career, your business. Just talk to him.
And I healed all your disease.
He's here.
Every single one of them, I am the Lord.
The great physician is here.
The Lord, your
healer. The great physician is here. The great physician is here.
The great physician now is near. The sympathizing Jesus, he heals the broken hearts to change.
Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest carol I ever sung.
Sweetest carol
ever sung.
Sweetest notes, sweetest notes in
Sharamanta. He's here now. He's here. He's here. I can sense it. He's here. The healing Jesus is here. He's here. Take it. Take it. Take your healing. Take your healing. I curse cancer. In the name of Jesus. I command fibroids to melt. In the name of Jesus. I potential be gone. In the name of Jesus, pains be gone, arthritis be gone, in the name of Jesus, low blood pressure be gone, iron deficiency be gone, caramel, son of my chapala, Jesus, carabas, son of my chapala, he's here. He's here. He's here. Twist intestine. Listen to it. Twist intestine. Be gone.
You reign, you reign, you reign. Oh God, you reign from glory.
Deafness be gone.
The glory.
Deafness be gone.
King, the glory.
In the name of Jesus. He sent his word. He healed them. Delivered them from their destructions.
You reign from glory to glory.
Asthmatic condition, be gone. Also,
negative diagnosis, he has upturned. Every negative diagnosis, he's upturned. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns.
Place your hand on whatever part of your body you require healing.
Glory, we call you the glorious King, the glorious King. We
now we are there. We are ascending. Can you see? Don't stop. Don't stop. Stay on it. We are ascending. Can you see? That's what the Spirit of the Lord can do when He's there. Now say, there is someone under the sound of my voice. You are. This is very strange to me. When I heard it, I'd have to say it. You have issues around your nose region. It's your nose that pains you. Maybe it's always running or it's painful or something like that. Place your hand on it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard sinus. Sinus infection. Is that, does that have to do with nose? Anybody knows? It has to do. Oh, caraba. Place your hand on it now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the source of that sickness in your nose region to dry up. That sinus infection, I command it to dry up in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is an allergic reaction also under the sound of my voice. An allergic reaction. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There is an allergic reaction under the sound of my voice. When you eat certain food, or when you do certain things, you get reactions that are not pleasant. Say, Marakoni anamanta palande yadaba. Enoku shanako. Somebody is about to receive their healing forever. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I curse the root of that allergy. I didn't hear your amen. In the name of Jesus, I curse the root of that allergy. What you could not eat before, begin to eat them. What you could not do before, begin to do them. That thing that brings about that allergic reaction, I curse it in the name of Jesus.
He reigns from glory to glory, the glorious King. King, we worship.
He reigns. He reigns.
Stop
pain on the lower abdomen. Pain on the lower abdomen. I command you to cease right now. There is someone under the sound of my voice. Yes, Lord. There is someone under the, you're a man. You have.
You know, I received the word earlier on about low sperm count and infertility and all of that. Now listen, this had to do with your scrotum. I perceive that there is a swelling around that region. Whoever you be, whoever you may be, in the mighty name of Jesus, He sent His word. Bible says He healed them, delivered them from their destructions. In the name of Jesus, child of God, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Every man under the sound of my voice, suffering from one form of infirmity, infertility, one another, low sperm count, watery sperm count, manakuni anamante palante, zorekushi arabate, receive your healing. Because you believe, receive your healing. Because you believe, receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns.
He reigns from glory to glory, the glorious King. Glorious King, we worship.
someone under the sound of my voice.
You're suffering from attacks of the devil at night. In the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I declare your deliverance. I declare your deliverance. I declare your deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. There is someone under the sound of my voice. Actually, I went outside Regina and I think I picked this. This is financial infirmity. All right? If it pertains to you, if you're here, don't stop. Don't stop. Continue to stare. If you're here, if it affects you, you can also jump right into it. You have a financial responsibility that is due, and it's giving you sleepless night. From your mouth to God's ears right now, talk to God about it.
He's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne.
He alone
is worthy of our praise.
Kadosh,
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, the Lamb. God is the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of our praise.
Jesus, that person affected, I declare that need is met. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that need is met. In the mighty name of Jesus, hear this. Someone is under the sound of my voice. You have gone to the hospital for certain tests, and certain things have been done to you. And then the doctor had given you an appointment. I think it's a couple of months' time to check back. If you believe God has sent, your healing is now. I stretch forth my hand towards you in the mighty name of Jesus. The next appointment, the next checkup, you will be declared free.
Amen.
The next appointment, the next checkup, you will be declared free. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Everyone going through any form of traumatic disorder, anxiety, PTSD, I curse the root in the name of Jesus. You can stir it a little bit more. Let's stir it more.
On the throne, He alone is worthy of our praise.
The Lord says to me, I want them to talk to me themselves. He wants to hear you. Lay your petitions before Him. Take whatever posture you want to take. Go ahead. Whatever posture you want to take, tell Him. Tell Him. He says He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear you talk to Him about it. Talk to Him about it. Don't forget, if he has done it before, he will yet do it again. Some weeks ago, thereabout, I was praying for one of my daughters in Calgary who was sitting for an exam. And while I was praying for her, the Lord said to me to say to her, tell her if I have done it before, I'm going to do it again. Without failing, I sent the same message to her. If God has done it before, he will do it again. Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong that you have to know and strong. Lord, fight this battle for me and help my unbelief.
So that I can tell that you have won for me. You have won
again.
The game. You have won the game.
Talk to him. Talk to
you
him.
You have won.
Talk to him. Is the confidence that we have in
you
him.
Have
that whenever we call upon him, he answers us. If
Jesus,
we know he answers us,
you have won,
then we know we have our petition to receive.
You have won again.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I want to lead you in three prayers and then we'll close it for tonight. Are you ready to pray? Three prayers. Inspired by the Holy Spirit for you. I asked the Lord, what prayers would you have them pray? And the Lord gave me this. Media, if they like you, they will follow through with these prayers and then, you know, copy it and then, you know, display it online for you. Are you ready now? Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that generational sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities at operation in my life, I rebuke you now. Lose your hold over me in Jesus' name. Go ahead and pray. Generational sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities at operation in my life, I rebuke you now. Lose your hold over me in the name of Jesus. Generational sicknesses, all those hereditary in the blood lineage sicknesses and diseases and infirmities at operation in my life, I rebuke you now. Lose your hold over me in the name of Jesus. Lose your hold over me. Lose your hold. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Before you take the next prayer, there is a student under the sound of my voice. I perceive in my spirit you're not doing undergraduate. You're not year 1 to 4. I believe it's postgrad or so that you're doing. You are struggling with that academic pursuit. In the name of Jesus, I release strength over you right now. Amen. The grace to finish strong. The grace to finish well. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's take the second prayer. See after me, every bloodline covenant. Look at the way you're saying it. Are you guys ready to pray at all? Every bloodline covenant.
Every bloodline
contending against my destiny.
Contending against my destiny.
I break free from you tonight. By the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and turn that to prayer. Bloodline covenant. Every bloodline covenant contending against my destiny. Every bloodline covenant contending against my destiny, I break free from you tonight by the blood. It was a covenant made by the blood. You can get out of it by the blood of Jesus. Every bloodline covenant contending against my destiny, I break free from you tonight by the blood of Jesus. I break free from you by the blood. 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 I hope you're praying. Every bloodline covenant contending against my destiny, I break free from you tonight by the blood of Jesus. I break free. I break free. I break free from you. I break free from you. Every bloodline covenant contending against my destiny, I break free from you from tonight. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood of Jesus, my children break free from you. Every blood covenant contending against the destiny of my spouse, we break free from you tonight. By the blood, by the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. See after me, every evil altar and every evil sacrifice,
and every evil sacrifice
speaking against my destiny, I command in the name of Jesus, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Some of you may be wondering, why are we leading this kind of prayers? You don't understand certain things. Catch fire. Evil altar, every evil sacrifice speaking against me. Evil sacrifice speaking against me. I render you impotent. I render you impotent. I render you impotent. It happened to my sister, it will not happen to me if it is evil. It happened to my brother, it will not happen to me if it is bad. That is the way it is in my mother's lineage. I disconnect. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar and sacrifice speaking against my destiny, I command you to catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume you. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume you. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume you. Every evil altar and sacrifice speaking against my destiny, I command you to catch fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I heard in my spirit you should pray one more prayer. You know, sometimes certain things are going on in your life. You know, things are just not going well. You know, things are not going well, but you cannot trace it. You don't know exactly what it is. You don't know what you're doing that is causing it. What about us praying tonight, like the Lord would have us do, that you crush and silence the source of every trouble and any problem contending against your destiny? Would you like to pray that prayer? Say after me, Father. Come on now. Say after me, Father. In the name of Jesus, I come against the source of every problem and every trouble contending against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I silence the source. I silence the source. Wherever this stagnation may be coming from, Jesus, I rebuke it. Wherever this infirmity may be coming from, Jesus, I rebuke it. The source, the root of this infirmity, if you know it, mention the name. Childlessness, marital issue, home in disarray, financial inadequacy, I silence it. From the root, I command it cursed. Curse the root tonight. Curse the root tonight. Curse the root tonight. Curse the root tonight. The root of cause of lack, the root of failure, the root of mistakes, near success syndrome, the root cause, I curse you tonight.
Tonight, I curse you. I curse you tonight. I curse you tonight. The root source of this instability in my home, I curse you. Every strange voice speaking against the peace of my home, I silence you. Every source of whatever infirmity in my life, I curse you now. Dry up. Jesus cursed that victory. He commanded it to dry up and it obeyed. You too curse it tonight. Curse the root. Curse the root. That marital delay. Then declare tonight, Jesus, I curse the root of marital delay. I curse the root of that childlessness. In the name of Jesus, I curse the root. I curse the root. I curse the root. I curse the root. I curse the root of that infirmity, that impediment. I curse the root. I command it to dry up. I command it to dry up. I command it to dry up. In the name of Jesus, the root of that dryness, dryness in your career, dryness in your business, dryness in your finances, curse the root tonight. Let every other name fade away.
Let other name fade away. Until that's only you.
Let you can content some more.
Let other name fade away. Jesus, take your name.
Thank you, Father. Let me give you an hint. Next week, Friday, if Jesus tarries, it will be the grand finale. We're going to be praying healing on homes. Lower, please. Lower, please. We're going to be praying healing on homes. Our children, those of them that are afflicted by the devil, this coming Friday is going to be the last encounter night for healing rain. I don't want you to miss it. Then Sunday rather, if Jesus tarries, I'm going to bring to you a message titled Faith or Foolishness. We're going to see through the scripture, is it wrong for a believer to take medication? As a believer, someone who has faith in the Lord, can I go for surgery? Can I have blood transfusion? Can I have iron transfusion? You know, and all these things. It's a teaching that will bring clarity to major part of your life. Before I go tonight, and before we give our offering and our tithe and our seats, I'd like to give someone an opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord. So you're listening right now, you're not saved. You do not have a relationship with the Lord. All eyes closed and all eyes bowed. See after me, dear Father, I thank you for tonight. Thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for choosing to take the fall for me. I repent of my sins. Confess you as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, save me. Keep me in your warm embrace. Make me yours forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fill me with your spirit and saturate my heart with your love. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Would you celebrate Jesus this moment?
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life-transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you, we honor you, and we celebrate you.